Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, I'm a whosoever and you're a whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Faith in Oh, Brother Copeland, you don't know what happened to me. Well, have faith in God. Yeah, but what about my finances? Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. But Brother Copeland, I don't care what it was. Have faith in God. Stop what you're doing right now and start your faith working again. Put a rag in your mouth. And if you can't speak faith, shut up. Don't be saying anything else. I remember someone that came up right in front of me.
That faith stuff don't work for me.
Well, before I could think, she came up out of me. It just did. Now, in closing this, the reason it's so important to be covenant aware is because there is a faith side and a curse side. Your choice, my choice. To choose life, you choose life words. The power of death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's one or the other. And you and I are out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. This is a spiritual concept. You and I are the deciding witness. I'm going to speak the word or I'm going to speak death. I'm just going to say I'm thrilled or I'm going to say I'm thrilled to death. Well, that's a lie. You didn't die. My feet are killing me. No, they're not. Now, I've had sore feet. I know how that hurts. But I lived over it. I got me some new shoes. No, I didn't got me. I bought some new shoes. But that didn't work for me. Are you that far gone? What you think and say means everything. Learn to not be so quick to take credit. I'd learn that the hard way. There are things that can be quickly over in the area of judgment. And it is so sly. Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged. And one of those things is, if I was her, if I was pastor, I wouldn't have done that. If you had been pastor, that's exactly what you would have done. Exactly.
Because you're not him. You're not her. So you're judging them and setting yourself up to be better than the pastor. Well, I didn't mean that. Well, don't say it. My suggestion is to stop and pray about it and think about it. Well, now, wait a minute. I don't know what was behind that. I don't know what the Lord said to him. I don't know what the Lord said to her. I cannot afford to judge that.
That's right.
Now, if you find you're just at odds with everything pastor said, get out of the church. You're in the wrong sheepfold.
That's right.
Somewhere there's a pastor you agree with. But if he denies the power thereof, you better stay out of that one. Brother Copeland, this stuff is complicated. No, it isn't. It's an open book test. It's an open book.
Hallelujah.
And it's in relationship to the amount of time that you spend in this. Finally, know this and understand this. The moment that little fella has a heartbeat, a spirit being has been released from heaven into the earth. The moment my heart began to beat in my mother's womb, not just my body, especially not my body, but my little spirit stepped into eternity. That's eternal life. You cannot cause a spirit to cease to exist. All your body does is give you authority in the earth. But you stepped into eternal life. You're going to live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and a day. And it became your choice and my choice where we spend eternity. And like Gloria said, if you haven't made that choice while you're in this body, then the choice will be made for you. And you're not going to like it. Now I'm going to speak something to you now that's a little scary. Judas is still remembering the day that he kissed Jesus. He's remembering everything that Jesus said to him, everything that he saw, everything that he understood all those years and years. He's still remembering it. Why did I do that? He gave me every chance to repent. Why didn't I do it? Why didn't I do it? Why didn't I do it? And he's still there today. The scripture says he is. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you would say, Brother Copeland, I've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. I know that. But I want him right now. Those of you watching me on television or hearing this in any form, Jesus did all the hard part. He bled and he died and he went to hell. And he was raised again and now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He ever makes intercession for you. He did everything but pray your prayer. And as I spoke of a few moments ago, that day these many years ago, right there in Little Rock, Arkansas, I just simply said, Jesus, come into my heart. And he did. Gloria simply said, take my life and do something with it. And he did. And it's for you right now. And it's the easiest thing you ever did in your life. Just let's all of this pray. Oh Lord, in heaven, I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Take my life and do something with it. You said when you were on earth, you must be born again. I now see what that means. I must become a new creature in Christ. I receive it right now. By faith, I believe it. I receive it. And I say it. I am saved. I am born again. And now, Lord Jesus, fill me with your precious Holy Spirit to overflowing. And right now I believe that. And I fully expect to speak in other tongues just like they did on the day of Pentecost. You're the same Jesus. And Holy Spirit, you're the same Holy Spirit. My supernatural praise language. My supernatural prayer language. Etolico langra buste le sindolo compara da langa de sego la supre puri che glanza scede po fra per chi non la camara. Legalo mo morere. Sevre miste, let's all stand, priest. Let's all stand. Gruppo stelle si trova. Kile mando loro sel caravesti. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise, just come on. Come on, come on. Just praise Him. Just praise Him. Now, are we faith people? Say this. I'm born of God.
I'm born of God.
I'm born from above.
I'm born from above.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
Because of the goodness of God. And Jesus is the good shepherd.
And Jesus is the good shepherd.
He went about doing good.
He went about doing good.
Healing.
Healing.
He went about doing good and healing.
He went about doing good and healing.
All that were oppressed by the devil. For God, who is so good, was with him. That same God.
Was with Jesus is with me.
That same God who was in Jesus is in me. And what happened at Babel? Languages were confused. He has given it back to us in a heavenly language. We can speak by the Spirit of God. John, Mandelesto Krustika. Interpret that.
When you speak by the Spirit, you speak that which is ordained by God.
Yes.
And it comes out of you into the atmosphere. It creates what God wills to be created in the earth. So use your prayer language to change your reality, change your situation, and not just yours, but those who are around you, and lift every situation to that high place where we are above. When you speak out of your spirit, you stir that thing up.
Yeah, that's what
you
I
stir
said.
Up the spirit of God.
That's what I
you
said.
Stir it up. You stir it up. And when you say what God says, you use your faith to create that which comes out of the reborn, recreated spirit. that new recreated reality.
Stir yourself up.
Yes.
Stir up the gift of God that is within you. Don't ask him to stir you up. You stir him up inside you. In the back. Right now, backs are being healed all over this audience and all over the world. Backs are being healed from the brainstem down to the very small of the back. Hips are being healed. Glory to God. Liver is being healed. Stomachs are being healed. Heart is being healed. Shoulders are being healed. Praise God. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Sugar diabetes is being healed. Glory to God. Glory. And yes. Problem with the sinuses, adenoids, all part of this type. This is good. All this part of the face, all any kind of pain or problem in this part of the, it's yours. Take it. It's yours. Grab hold of it. Say, it's mine. I take it now. I have the victory now. I'm a believer.
Yes, a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm not a doubter.
God is my God.
God is my God.
This is my mind.
This is my mind.
I tell my mind what to think.
I tell my mind what to think.
The devil doesn't tell me what to think.
The devil doesn't tell me what to think.
Actually, God doesn't tell me what to think.
Actually, God doesn't tell me.
His word tells me what to think.
His word tells me what to think.
I renew my mind.
I renew my mind.
To the covenants of blood.
To the covenants of blood.
And I've been given the mind of Christ.
And I've been given the mind of Christ.
Agrestaple for the mind, the same anointing. The mind of the anointed one. That's what Christ means.
Yes.
The anointed one, the Messiah himself. So we have the same anointing available for our minds that was available on the earth when Jesus was 12 years old.
Praise God. I can think with his thoughts.
I can think with his thoughts.
Yes.
As long as I have a book.
That's right.
Yes. I have a book. Somebody said, we have inside information. And it's inside the book of covenants. I said one time, I said, Lord, you spoke to Moses face to face. He said, yes, I did. I said, speak to me face to face. He said, why? Oh, why? He said, John, I literally pulled over to the side of the road. He said, you have everything I said to Moses. You have everything I said to Joshua. You have everything I said to Caleb. You had everything that I said to the prophets. You have everything that I said to Jesus. You have everything that I said to the Apostle Paul. Everything I said to Peter.
Wow.
And he said, now what do you want? And I was praying one day, oh God, send the power. Well, I heard the song, send the power just now. The Psalms, you can believe that songbook, but not all of our songbooks are all that hot.
That's right, that's right.
And I'm going on with that. Oh, God, when's a healing situation? Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted the expression of power. And he stopped me right where I stood, and right in here. Hmm. He said, Kenneth, where am I going to get it? Huh? He said, I'm number one. Who am I going to turn to and say, Kenneth needs more power? No. No. He said, I'm living in you.
Yes. That's right.
He's not there. He's here.
Right here.
He is there, but he lives here.
That's right. Resides.
The power. Mm-hmm. Read the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. He can do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within you.
That's right.
That's the greater works.
That's right.
You better take this thing away from me.
Praise God. I don't know if I want to.
Right in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right at pain. Pain. Oh. Right through this area.
Hmm.
Oh, God, what is that? Oh, I don't know what that is, but I tell you, it hurts. Right through here and coming up through this part of your body. whoever you are, wherever you are, it's healed right now. Just take it.
Glory to God.
I curse that pain. I command it to depart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as God and as the Lord Jesus representative in this earth, I am authorized to tell the blind, you don't need to be blind anymore. I'm authorized to tell the poor, you don't need to be poor anymore. I'm authorized to tell the sick, you don't need to be sick anymore because Jesus is here, He is there, and you don't need to be that. Captive, you don't need to be captive. Drug addict, you don't need to be captive. You're free. I call you free. I believe it, and I say it by faith. I call you free. I call you loose. I call you... Now, what do you say? What do you call yourself? I call things that be not as though they were like Abraham.
That's right. That's right.
I call myself well.
Yes. Glory to God.
I call myself healed.
Yes, I do. In Jesus' name.
I call myself strong.
Yes, Lord.
Not weak, strong.
No, strong. Strong.
Let the weak say,
I am strong.
Let the poor say,
I am rich. Hey.
Let the sick say,
I am well. Hey, glory to God.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome, discovering a calling and purpose and God has put in my life. It's been great. It's been life-changing for sure.
Over these past 2 years, there's been things that have been added to me that the Lord's going to be able to use and I will be able to put into practice.
We are being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God, that He's fulfilled everything.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors, everyone's constantly pouring into you, and it's just been awesome.
This school has taught me the Word of God, and nothing can stop me. I'm ready to go out and love on people, and the love of God has just been poured into us so much. We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
Every Friday is offering day here on the broadcast, and I want to read to you again from Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. I want to give you an opportunity right now to share in all good things with the one who's taught you the word. What does that mean? It means you sow back into what you've heard, either from this broadcast today or all this week. Many of you have been watching for weeks and months, even years. And what you and I have a scriptural responsibility to do is receive the word that we've heard, then go before the Lord and say, how do you want me to respond to this? You respond in faith and you respond in love. And that's where partnership comes in. When you are thankful for the Word of God that's turned the light on for you, the love that you have for God and the love that you have for other people says, I want others to have this. I want to sow back into this Word so that it doesn't end with me, but it gets into the hearts and minds and lives of people all over the world. Partnership is a powerful thing. And many of you right now watching this, you are partners with this ministry, and we want you to know how much we love you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you. They're praying for you every single day. Partners, you are never a day without prayer. And KCM prays over every point of contact, every phone call, email, every product and ministry material that's being shipped out on the broadcast or through social media or the meetings and events that KCM hosts. And when you sow into KCM, you are partnering with a ministry that specializes in using their faith, that specializes in teaching others how to live and walk and talk and fight and overcome by faith. And partnering with KCM connects you to that, connects you to draw on that same anointing that are on this, that anointing that's on this ministry, and that same anointing is in operation in your life. Father, we thank you today for the opportunity to sow into this word that we have heard. We receive the offerings of the people. We know that you see it and receive it from a heart of faith and love, and we call them blessed today in Jesus' name. Listen to me. I'm calling you blessed. The Word calls you blessed. God calls you blessed, and we call you blessed in the name of Jesus. Now, we invite you to join us again on the broadcast next week. Brother Copeland will be back here teaching a week of healing in God's Word. I encourage you to tune into this, learn how to be healed and how to stay well. All of that is here in the living Word of God, and you don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.